And Warwick Hadfield is back with some more footy news. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Fran.
In the AFL, Darcy Moore is out for Collingwood in a big game, but Dusty Martin, a definite starter for Richmond.
Yeah, Fran, well, look, all the solemnity of a party whip announcing a new Prime Minister. Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley declared that Moore had lost the confidence of the match committee, and the bloke himself has little faith in his ability to last a game, particularly given that three times this year he's failed to finish games because of his dodgy hamstring, the recovery from which, well, it's not been helped by him and all his teammates swearing off the grog for the rest of the season. How un-Collingwood is this? Jock McHale, even when he worked, or particularly because he worked at the Carlton Brewery, even while coaching Collingwood, he would march his whole team through Carlton for a celebratory drink every time the Pies beat Carlton. Now, look, Fran, yes, you've already talked about it. We now know what's wrong with Dustin Martin. He has bleeding as low as his knee after sustaining a significant corky, that's what the coach called it, a fortnight ago. But Damien Hardwick says the only way Martin won't be played is if he's kidnapped. And let's have another look at another piece of history, because Hardwick might be tempting fate there, because before the 1935 grand final between the Pies and your South Melbourne, Fran, the Swans lost their champion Bob Pratt, and subsequently the game when he was hit by a truck while getting off a tram. And the theory around for many years was it was a Collingwood plot, except that the truck driver was a South Melbourne fan, as it eventually turned out. And he was so upset by the incident, he went to Pratt's house that night and gave him a packet of cigarettes as a peace offering.
Well, I don't want to jinx anyone or wish anyone harm, but I wouldn't want to be the one trying to kidnap Dustin Martin myself. In rugby league, Cronulla Sutherland look like having to do it without Paul Gallen against Melbourne tomorrow night. That's a big loss.
Yeah, look, Fran, his shoulder injury sustained last weekend. He walked off the field in the second half. It's not mending fast enough, it seems. And of course, that leaves the ScoMos with a long list of absentees now, Wade Graham and a few others. So it's going to be pretty tough for them. As for Melbourne, well, the Storm have caused the highest of dudgeon in that bit of Sydney where the default position is horror at anything Melbourne does. The club has apparently already booked its hospitality for the grand final, including setting out the menu, which has expensive red wine and expensive champagne. But Sydney folk, particularly rugby league folk, they'd hate the Melbourne Storm with a vengeance, because they just grew up learning to hate all things Melbourne. So the last thing they want is Melbourne dining on fine fare and expensive alcohol and winning. And look, I mean, there are three Sydney sides left in this time of the year, but it's Melbourne who cause all the chagrin among the Sydney types.
All right, Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.